happen. How does an orange and black cat manage to have black and white kittens? How did my gray and orange guinea pigs manage to have offspring that were white in some cases? You know, what was going on with the genetics? And why was it so difficult in what few books I might have tried to read? Why was it so difficult to explain what was going on with the genetics? This really basic practical thing. So it's my goal in this course to take you through some of my favorite examples. When I'm working with my students at Wheaton College, we work on fruit flies. I'll talk about fruit flies a little bit. But I really enjoy mammalian genetics, and I'm going to use a lot of dog and cat examples, as well as bringing around some human examples. This course is going to focus mostly on the basics, the simple rules and patterns for how traits are passed down from organism to organism, and then exceptions to those rules, which actually make them so much more interesting, exceptions to those patterns, and then we will actually get into some of the complexities of gene activities, and then into the many activities of DNA, an absolutely amazing molecule. About halfway through the course, we'll get to DNA and talk about it quite a bit. The goals for this course are for you to get a firm foundation in those